and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guts, don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. They'll leave me alone because I want to be free, and I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. The time has come, gonna take a stand, spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns, don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. Telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. No.
Hey, everybody, welcome back in the show. Third and final hour of Your Defending Fathers. Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network this Friday, May 29th, 2026 edition. Ha! I got it all in one breath. Hey, good morning, Missy.
I apologize if anyone heard me singing before I noticed that my microphone.
Yeah, oh, mic was unmuted.
Gosh.
God, I was you got to stop doing that. You're live on the radio, baby girl. Oh, it's so funny. I'm like, you know what? I almost muted the studio just so people could hear you singing on your own. Oh, God, that was funny. Man.
Anytime we get to the eagle flying high, my arms are out wide. My eyes are closed. I'm in the moment. Oh, yeah. It gets me going every time. Every time. Yes.
Well, you know, we had a good conversation last Friday, and I thought about it a lot. Mm-hmm. And the body, the human body, we know, you know, our skin is our biggest organ. We know our heart is very important. It's an important organ. Our lungs, you got to be able to breathe, you know, just like I was able to.
I just lost you.
We understand, you know, organs. We understand bladder. We understand kidneys. Okay. Right. We understand organs. Right. But then you've taught us. There's all kinds of immune systems and detox.
Right. I am cutting out.
Direct question for you. No,
yes.
We got you loud and clear. You're good.
Okay, good. Yeah. Yes, you cut out. What is metabolism?
Specifically, what is metabolism? Is it an organ? Is it a system? Does it just kind of float around in our body somewhere and works in concert with all these other organs? Metabolism, what is it?
Ah, that's the question no one taught us to ask. It really is, because you hit it. It's run by systems, and it's not just a couple systems. It's 2,800 systems inside the human body that determines whether your metabolism is working, turned on, or if it's not working, turned off. So it's a network of systems on the inside.
Does it come to the point? Because I'm very anal retentive on mathematics.
Mm-hmm.
Is it a situation where 2,800 markers of things happening in the body all working together to get the metabolism fully working 100%? If it gets down to 1,400 halfway, the gas tank is half full.
Right.
Is the metabolism then equally running at 50% of capacity? Or is it shut down once it gets below half? How does that work?
Yeah, well, that's a great question. That's a quantum biology question.
Yep.
But basically what happens is It only takes, I mean, this, go to the car. How many things have to go wrong before the car actually doesn't work? Not that many. You know, a couple main things and the car goes down. A lot of things could be going wrong, but the car still works. So it depends on the system, because when I say system, we're talking the entire, what most people think of, they think hormones. They're thinking your typical cookie cutter, estrogen, progesterone, DHEA, testosterone, did I say that? You know, just a few that the medical model knows how to measure in blood work. But there are oodles, I don't know how many, but a lot of other hormones that have a huge impact on whether your metabolism is working or not. Cortisol, you know, cortisol is a big one. Cortisol isn't just the word cortisol. There's cortisol, there's norepinephrine, there's your epinephrine, and a lot of hormones actually are connected directly to the cortisol system.
Got it.
So, yeah.
Got it. Very good. We're going to start right there. We're going to take a short break, though. This darn computer system is going to shut off our mics. Short break. We'll be right back.
Okay. All right.
The Iron Pig on Old 27 South across from Otsego Lake is open for breakfast 7 days a week from 8 to 11. Sundays from 8 to 2 with a sumptuous breakfast buffet on the weekends. With golf season open, Iron Pig has room for any size golf group, or bring our delicious menu and legendary barbecue to your group. Either way, the Iron Pig has the team and location to make your up north dining experience truly memorable. Visit Iron Pig Smokehouse on Facebook, where we are always announcing new events and menu additions.
This is Justin Michael. From day one, our campaign has been about one thing: people, the families, workers, veterans, small business owners, and communities that make Northern Michigan and the Upper Peninsula home. I'm running because too many people in Washington have forgotten who they serve. I've spent my life advocating for others, listening to their stories, and fighting for solutions that put people first. Our district deserves a representative who shows up, cares, and follows through on what they say they're going to do. It's time to start putting Americans first and Michigans first. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
Well, I'm sure by now y'all up here in northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The Gun Doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the north. And you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the Gun Doctor.
If you have pain in your back, neck, shoulders, hip, knees, wrists, or feet, Dr. Gary Willey's Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic laser treatment for you. This technology takes away pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience robotic laser pain relief at a special new customer price. Call us for fast relief Monday through Wednesday to learn more and to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sioux St. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
This July 4th, celebrate America's 250th birthday at the biggest party in mid-Michigan at Liberty Mountain USA in Farwell. Featuring Mark Farner's American Band, the Dave Mead Band, and more special guests. Sing along to classic hits, enjoy a spectacular fireworks finale, and camp on-site for the full weekend. Tickets start at just $15. Kids 12 and under are free. Don't miss it. Get your tickets now at libertymountainusa.com and click on events. Come join us and bring your friends.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Even there, Missy, right there in that song, Bob Seger's talking about your heart.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we've got organs, we've got systems, but here's the thing. All of this is done with electronics. If you stop, think about what you've taught us about the cells and the energy the cells have and how they communicate with each other, like a cell phone communicates with other cell phones. And like you said, the car, you know, if your alternator is going, you're not charging the battery up, you're going to be going down the road, and all of a sudden, the power steering is going to go out, the engine will turn off because the battery is dead.
Right, the domino falls.
Yes.
The domino falls. Right.
And the metabolism is exactly the same thing right there.
Absolutely. So if people can grasp this, our systems on the inside are not controlled by, in the metabolism world, it's not controlled by what you believe, what you've been taught. That weight loss industry has pounded it into your head that you lack willpower. You just need to stop eating sugar. You just need to stop eating carbs. You need to exercise more. You need to move. All of that, sure, great, but it doesn't fix the problem. And if I can give people this example, if you left your car lights on overnight and your car battery went dead, the only thing that's going to get the car running again is by getting out your jumper cables, because it's an electrical dead battery problem, right? You got to jump start it.
Right.
Me bringing you a can of oil is not going to solve your problem of getting your car running again, even though oil is so necessary for the car. Right? The car needs oil, but right now it's an electrical problem. And I tell people this all the time when I do a consult with them. You're using a can of oil to solve an electrical problem. That can of oil is exercise. Exercise is awesome for the body, but it doesn't fix the problem. You know, cutting out carbs is awesome for the body, you know, especially the carbs with all the crap sugar in it and chemicals in it. You know, so you see what I'm saying? So it's an inside story, and I don't know why something's dinging so much. It's an inside story of what's going on inside the human body. It's not an outside story. People keep trying to use the tools on the outside to fix something so electrical that it's going to fail you all the time. So people do use things. They use Jenny Craig, Weight Watchers, shakes, prepackaged foods, shots, whatever they're using. And when they stop using those things, they gain the weight back, and they sat there and scratched their head and wonder why. It was a false win. You didn't fix the problem. You put a little Band-Aid on it for a hot minute and got some results. And then when you stop using it, you know, you get the, and then shame, blame, guilt, the cycle continues, the yo-yo up and down, up and down, up and down, until the next shiny penny comes along, and you fall for that thing too. And so, yeah, what we do is an advanced wellness technology. Let's call it that, advanced wellness technology. If you guys don't have a problem going and trusting an x-ray to tell you what's going on, did you break that bone or not, then people shouldn't be so scared to use technology to find out what's broken down inside their system and what needs some jumper cables to jumpstart your metabolism. And once you jumpstart it, it keeps functioning for you. Because when your car battery went dead, you don't need to get the jumper cables out the next day or the next week or the next month. I mean, because you solved the problem.
Right now. One thing I want to explain to people, because they don't know this. We've run commercials. You and I have talked about it. But this technology is FDA approved. The Zyto Cradle is electronic. It's a device. It's an electrical device plugging into your computer, connecting with you on a session. Explain that specific process.
Absolutely. So it would be no different than the car mechanic sending you this device and saying, open up your car door and click this little device into your car and push a button and then send me the results and I'll tell you what's wrong with your car. You know how that works. You know, you don't do it remotely.
The diagnostic device at the car mechanic.
Yeah. So let's just pretend he's on vacation. He's going to send it to you and tell you how to do it. You know, let's just pretend. I'm the same way. I can't call it a diagnostic tool because I could get in a lot of trouble. But the same, I'm going to ship you a hand cradle. It plugs into your computer. That's very easy. I've got 90-year-old people doing this. And then you're going to lay your hand on that little simple, awesome technology machine, and then we are going to run a bio survey on your body. I can't call it a diagnostic, but I'm going to run a bio survey on your body, and it's going to, after about 25 minutes of it scanning your body, looking at the metabolism systems, is going to produce immediately a 12-page report on everything that's going on wrong inside the body that's causing your problem. And if you're on type 2 medication, if you've got acid reflux, if you've got sleep apnea, if you've got high blood pressure, if you've got symptom, whatever those symptoms are, there is a malfunction going on the inside of your body that can only be truly corrected naturally by restoring it back to its function. And you don't restore organs and systems and cells back to function using medication. Because medication, the healthcare system, should truly be rebranded and called sick care. It's a sick care. It's not health care. I mean, it's not health care, and so much so that RFK Jr. has put a proposal on to incentivize doctors into de-prescribing their patients, getting them off of medications, instead of rewarding them for adding more medications. That is how upside down our America is. We take the most amount of medications over put all the other countries together, America beats everybody in how many medications we take. We beat everybody else out in the world. And we're the sickest country in the world because people just keep blindly going into the doctor and just being told, wow, your labs don't look so good. We're going to give you some cholesterol medication. Well, you know what? They need to fill all those dementia hospitals that are dementia places that they're making these days, because when your brain needs healthy fat. And they keep moving the marker further and further down the road, and people just don't know. I mean, they need to sell more drugs. And so they keep lowering, like, oh, blood pressure is now, you have to have a blood pressure at a certain number. You go back 20 years ago, and blood pressure was just fine at a different number. A1Cs were just fine at a different number, but they have to keep prescribing more meds. And again, these people come to me with all these medications. And by the time we restore their metabolism, guess what else is running again? All the systems that have been turned off that has been causing them to need the medications. I mean, it's an electrical, God created this divine body system of ours, and the medical model, the top scientists and the top doctors of the world cannot go into a room and create the human body from nothing. The best minds of the world have never been able to make a human body from scratch. They can duplicate us and clone us, but they cannot make one of us from nothing. Why is that? I'm going to go out there and throw it out there. It's because they have no clue how to make cells. How are they going to go make cells and put them in the body and tell them how to communicate? They can't create that.
Now, one of the things that has been in the news, all kinds of discussion, FDA approved, Ozempic, Wegovy, all this GLP stuff.
Sure.
Explain quickly, within a minute or two, what are those drugs actually doing to the body?
It's a diabolical chemical that has been created because they did research on the lizard, the desert lizard that only eats about every 1 or 2 weeks. And his body is set up in such a way, that lizard, that when he eats that meal, his body is going to digest it super slow so he doesn't feel starving until the next week or two when he finds food. And so they figured out a way to mimic that that function inside the body. Well, this is
the
problem.
The peptide.
Yeah. Inside that lizard, it's naturally supposed to be there. Inside mice, when they put it in mice, it's not naturally supposed to be there. And that chemical doesn't just come out there and like chill out in outer space, like you're saying. It has to find a home. Well, it found its home in the thyroid of all the mice. And so then the body naturally attacks the thyroid because it's stranger danger. So it attacks the thyroid and the thyroid gets beat up. It wasn't its fault. And then it has cancer. So in the human body, it's finding its home in the thyroid, in the brain tissue, and in the breast tissue. And then if that's not horrible enough, because your body's going to naturally attack that because it's supposed to, that's your immune system showing up for you guys. If that's not enough, because you're not eating enough food, the body is scrambling to find nutrients to feed your heart. Your heart needs certain nutrients to order to function, and since the nutrients aren't there, it's going to go find them in your bones. And so 22-25-year-old girls are now being diagnosed with debilitating osteoporosis that cannot be reversed. And then if you want to keep going, it's like they're losing their hair, they're losing their teeth, they're losing their vision, they're getting colon paralysis, they're getting stomach paralysis, but hey, by God, they're skinny. I watched a man walk in the other day that has been on Ozempic. He did our program, and then the doctor told – he did the program years ago, and he did great. And then he's like, hey, life's happened. I want to do this. And he's on a type 2 – he's a type 2 diabetic, and they got him on the shot. I hadn't seen him in a long time, and when he came walking in, he gave me a big hug, and I just stared at him like, man, something's wrong with him. I don't know what's going on. After he left, I said, what's going on with him? What's his story? And they're like, he's on the shot, and he's doing the program at the same time because the doctor said he needs it for his type 2 diabetes. I go, he looks like he's dying. His face doesn't look right because I've used him for marketing for so often. I know what he looks like. He looked like a gaunt zombie walking in lifeless. Wow. And this man's a pastor. This is a pastor.
Not good.
Yeah. Not good.
Well, listen, no. I'm gonna give out the phone number because you've heard Steve Gruber's commercial, GruberHealth.com, TruckerRandyHealth.com. These are all websites that Missy owns over our journey with her. But the phone number, 269-964-4044, is the easiest, quickest way for you guys just to pick up the phone, tell them that you heard it on Trucker Randy's show so she knows, you know, the advertising, where it came from.
Yeah,
and schedule a free conversation with Missy.
Since we're celebrating the 250th birth of America, I'm offering 25% off because of that. And especially so you let me know, like, hey, I heard you on Trucker or whatever it is. We're offering that, you know, for the next 2 weeks. So, again, in honor of America, give us a call. And listen, when you call, you're going to either talk to me or you're going to talk to my business partner, Charity. You get owners when you talk. I'm not going to peddle you off to an hourly employee. And I do not ask for any kind of payment on this phone. This phone call is to get to know you, hear your story, find out what's going on, what medications are you on. Just tell me about you, and then I'm going to tell you about us, and I'm going to show you how I can help you and keep your weight off for good.
Well, again, this August is going to be 3 years I ended the program.
So
and the
awesome.
Thing of it is, and you know what? It's just all of a sudden it just clicks in. You just know what you can eat, what you can't eat, how much water you have to drink. And you know, yesterday I had a milkshake at Chick-fil-A. It was so good. But today I'm going to be good and drink some more water. It's that simple.
That's just it. When you bring the jumper cables to the car, you don't have to keep bringing them back every day. We turn the metabolism on, and we show you how to keep it off for good, and we give you strategy around it. And it's all natural, and you still get to go have milkshakes. You still get to go to Culver's. Still get to have a life. I mean, come on, people. I would not try to sell you anything that you're going to eat bunny food for the rest of your life. That's not it. You got to turn the systems on, and a functioning metabolism will naturally eat your stored fat. It eats your stored fat because it needs energy. And that's all I have.
Very good, Missy. Thank you
all
so
right.
much.
God bless, guys.
269-964-4044. God bless you. We'll talk to you soon.
God bless you. Bye-bye.
I'm the Aaron Newsbreak. We'll be right back.